In New York, people could be forgiven if they're a bit confused about what's going on in the mayor's race. The primary was supposed to happen on the 11th of September. It's now rescheduled for tomorrow. Mayor Rudolph Giuliani is barred by term limits from running again. But the two-term mayor, who's become very popular for his leadership during the crisis, is suddenly sending mixed signals about whether or not he might try to keep his job. NPR's Andy Bowers reports.
At yesterday's Prayer for America service in Yankee Stadium, MC and famous Chicagoan Oprah Winfrey gave voice to what many New Yorkers clearly feel.
He's the man of the hour, a man whose extraordinary grace under pressure in the days since this devastating attack has led him to be called America's mayor. He's the mayor of New York City. Ladies and gentlemen, Rudy Giuliani.
And then there was this surprise endorsement from New York Governor George Pataki on Friday.
The mayor's been a great mayor. And I'll tell you, if I were a resident of New York City, I'd write him in.
In the first days after the disaster, Giuliani said he still supported term limits, as he did when they were proposed a decade ago. But in recent days, he has said simply that he doesn't want to talk about politics. Then this morning, both the New York Times and the New York Daily News ran stories citing sources close to the mayor. The gist? He might be looking for a way to run. But at a morning news conference, Giuliani didn't embrace or puncture that trial balloon. He simply let it float there.
As soon as I have time, I will think about it, and I'll talk to the people that I trust the most and get their advice, and then I'll make a statement, but I'm not ready to make a statement now.
Political analysts say it would take a lot of effort by Giuliani to convince the state legislature and or city council to alter term limits. However, by declining to rule out a campaign for the November general election, Giuliani did leave the six main candidates in tomorrow's primary in a tough spot. Speaking on member station WNYC, one said he might sue to stop a change in term limits, while another said he might offer Giuliani his line on the ballot. A third, Fernando Ferrer, noted that the eight-year limit was passed by the public twice.
People who try to overturn the will of the people, the will of an electorate, overwhelming will of the electorate, do so at their own peril.
But Giuliani's former deputy mayor, Randy Mastro, believes many in the city are now questioning term limits.
A lot of New Yorkers are saying we need Rudy Giuliani at this critical time, and we want to have the opportunity to be heard and to have our voices and our votes count.
Still, a big question facing Giuliani is whether by running any overt campaign for re-election, he might diminish his current status as a beloved leader and find himself once again a mere politician. Andy Bowers, NPR News, New York.